He's very personal to me. I grew up in a non-Christian home. I came to faith in Christ when I was in high school. I did what probably a lot of junior high kids don't do, which was I read a lot of even philosophy and that sort of thing, but I certainly read widely science fiction, things that stimulated my imagination, and I had an emptiness deep within me that I was out of touch with whatever the universe was about. And my hobby was astronomy. And I would go out every night, look every clear night in Oregon, which is not every night. I would look through the telescope and look up at the stars. I remember the first time I found a little chart thing. Here's the great galaxy of Andromeda. And here it is, you know, several million light years away and probably twice as many stars as the Milky Way galaxy that we're in has. And it was magnificent. My heart was stirred, and I was crying like a baby. And the reason that I was crying was because I didn't know what it all meant. I was outside. And Lewis talks about this, actually, in The Weight of Glory, being inside and being outside, and about that door that you want to come in. And you want to not just behold the beauty of creation, you want to be part of it. You know, you want to be part. I was on the outside. Now, I'd never heard the gospel, didn't go to church, anything like that. Put my telescope away, and then when I was in high school, I met a girl who went to another high school, and she's present with us today. And she was a Christian. And we can talk about whether she should have been seeing me in the first place. And don't rebuke her too severely, because God used her, certainly, in my life. And I did come to faith in Christ. But I came to faith in Him hungry for Him. The emptiness within. I came to Christ while reading the Gospels. She read them and found, it just dawned on me. When I started reading them, I thought it was just mythology, fiction, and then I realized it had the ring of truth, and God changed me. It was a radical conversion. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so that radical change, you know, I mean, that's, you know, Jesus is my best friend. Nancy's my second best friend, and she's a great one, by the way.